Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The fallout from this footage of Bertie Ahern while out canvassing last week, which was recorded without his knowledge, is continuing today. During the video, a woman raised concerns about immigration and Sharia law, with the former Taoiseach saying he believed there were too many migrants coming into the country. He has insisted he has no problem with people from the Congo or Africa after the footage surfaced. But politicians are continuing to react to this today. The EU Justice Commissioner Michael McGrath was on with Claire a little bit earlier this morning. It does, however, raise an interesting question about whether it's fair to record and release footage of somebody without their consent, regardless of who they are. Where do you draw the line in all of this? Barrister and Senior Counsel Ronan Lupton is with us here on the programme today. Ronan, just put Bertie's comments and that video to one side, and we'll talk about whether it's fair or not in just a moment. But will you just clarify, first of all, can you legally record a conversation with somebody today and then subsequently release that footage?
Well, there's a number of nuances to that question, Andrea. Unfortunately, it's not straightforward. In terms of conversations, let's say over a telephone, you know, or a recording of a piece of footage for your own purposes, in other words, for your own recollection, that's called an aid memoir, or, for example, the security of your house, like at your household or whatever it is, that would be classified as being okay. In other words, it's not for broadcast to the wider environment or the wider population in terms of what was captured. So in other words, you know, you might have a Ring camera on your front door. You might
that's what
use
I was thinking of, actually, yeah.
Exactly. Or if you're on a telephone call, like I'm speaking to you by phone now, and I say, well, what did I say to Andrea? I might record the call, but I'm not putting you on notice of that. And that is, in fact, lawful, believe it or not. But it's what you do with the information afterwards that creates problems. So, for example, voice recording and footage, image footage and so forth, is all captured by the General Data Protection Regulation or the Data Protection Act in Ireland. So therefore, once it's outside the sort of household or, you know, domestic exemption, which would be applicable to something you're doing for your own personal life, but not, you know, for commercial terms or commercial purposes or whatever it is, then that's all fine. You know, there's no particular difficulty with that. But once it goes further, and if you, I know you asked me to set it aside, but if you use the example of Mr. Ahern out on a canvassing job, and he's on doorstep. He's acting in a public sense, you know, trying to seek election for candidates or whatever it is. And somebody records something. They might have a bona fide reason for recording on the doorstep for security or whatever it is. But then, you know, an option was taken to do something with that footage. And that's a different thing. You know, so it depends on what use the information is put to thereafter. So that's kind of how it goes, Andrea. The other point that's worth noting is that in Ireland, we don't have a Privacy Act or privacy law. And I mean the right to privacy rather than the right to data protection, if you catch my drift. A particular act was tabled by Justice Minister Michael McDougall many years ago, and it wasn't taken up by the Oireachtas. Basically, privacy in terms of it being a right is a constitutional right. It's a little bit watery, if you want, in terms of how legal protections apply to it.
So, sorry, do we not have a right to privacy then?
We do have a right to privacy, but it's been derived over years through cases brought before the courts. It's what's known as an unenumerated rights, and constitutional scholars would beat me over the head with their books saying, please don't use that word. But what the word means is it's not actually set out in clear terms that a right to privacy exists within the Constitution. It's been developed from many years ago. Cases like call recording, cases like publication in newspapers and so forth have derived the right. So there is a right to privacy. It's just not clearly spelled out by the Oireachtas how the right operates and what the penalties are, whether you can claim damages for a breach, that sort of thing.
And I'm trying to think of, you know, in other examples, and I suppose we're only talking about this today because of that particular video that was recorded over a week ago, but there have been other examples down through the years as well. And I'm trying to think maybe in a more, you know, practical level for listeners today to the programme that, you know, if you are out as Ronan Lupton with your pals or family or whatever in a pub, and you're having a conversation with friends about, like, whatever, maybe a particular case or you're commenting on something in the news, like can people take out a phone, maybe know who you are, record that conversation, and subsequently go on to publish it? Are we all to assume, I suppose, we're being recorded all the time?
Well, I think that's the position. If you're in a public place, you don't have a reasonable right to privacy. That's the reality, or at least there's grayness in terms of where the reasonable right to privacy would exist. So if you're in a conversation, let's just take a snug in front of Donny and Nesbitt or some other pub in town, you're with four people, you know them. You don't expect the conversation to be recorded unless you've consented to that happening. So the likelihood is you don't need to worry about that. But if you're in a public place, let's just say on Merrion Row, and you're doing something which fundamentally is funny, or there's some reason why you might be recorded, or somebody simply records you falling into a pothole, the likelihood is, you know, that could go viral. That could, somebody could do something which fundamentally means it goes all over the internet. A good example would be many years ago, somebody slipped on Church Street on ice and it was caught by an ice camera. You know, nobody knows who that individual is, by the way, but he fell quite spectacularly on the ice to the point of people saying, God, the weather's terrible at this point. And it comes up every year once the cold snap comes in. That's a good example, you know, where it's a public place, something occurred, and the poor unfortunate fellow probably was quite bruised after the incident, not only physically, but also in his ego, through his ego. But that's a good example, because, you know, you're in a public place. Do you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in the public place? No, you don't. That's the reality of it. Now, what was done, we don't actually know who that person is, because it was the back of him. It was, you know, the rear side of the ground. So you can't say, and there's much speculation as to who the actual person is, but we don't know. So that's fine. Whereas in the example that's going through the news cycle at the moment with Mr. Hearn, we do know. And, you know, should the information have been put out that way, it just depends. It just depends on how you view the activity. Yeah. Was it a particularly public activity? The argument is it could be seen as a public activity, canvassing for somebody,
Look, and that's why we're talking about it today, because we've had people, you know, over the last 36 hours or so, asking us about what is the situation. The email, as always, where people get in touch, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ronan, stay with me for a moment, because I want to bring in author and journalist Valerie Cox is with us on the line today. Valerie, do you now go through life in the age of social media just under the assumption that, you know, there could be a camera recording at any time?
Very much so. And I'm also thinking, you know, I've covered canvases, public canvassing, for so many years now, probably about 40 years I've been out on the canvas. And you go around in a large group of people and nobody is asking you to knock on the door of their house. You are approaching their house, knocking on the door and making it a public event. Now, you're normally followed around by a horde of hangers-on, and people are who are more junior in the party and are trying to, you know, make their name by being good canvassers and get their candidate elected. And you've got members of the public who hang on as well. So there is no way that could be construed as a private operation. The other thing I want to say is that most of the time, candidates are absolutely delighted when somebody records them and plays it, and they are very used to it. If you go on any canvas today, you will see lots of people, I mean several people, with their phones out, recording exactly what's being said and using it maybe on a website or in a news report or whatever. And even if those people are not necessarily journalists, it may end up on various websites. And the people who are canvassing are normally delighted to get that sort of coverage. We're only hearing this because it was a negative operation, you know. I mean, yeah, I think that's the, you know, Bertie Ahern, obviously, he's backtracked on that now. But it was filmed without his knowledge. But there were probably five or six other people filming or recording without his knowledge. And that happens on every canvas.
Yeah, well, he said as well, I think, as part of his commentary in relation to this, that it was, you know, it was a segment as part of a much longer or wider conversation as well, and that he'd, you know, he'd no problem with people from Africa too. But I suppose, you know, it was the point that Ronan raised, Valerie, a few moments ago. He talked about even, you know, even something as kind of basic as the Ring doorbell or the Google doorbell or whatever kind of a doorbell you have. Like, it does raise questions about whether or not, if you go into your app today, and I don't know whether you have one, but I know I have one and I use it an awful lot, Valerie. But, like, you know, you'd absolutely, people would need to think twice now about taking one of those clips or videos of somebody ringing their doorbell or delivering a package and ever sending that on to somebody.
Absolutely. And I think people have to be very, very aware, you know, that social media is everywhere now. There are recording everywhere. I mean, even if you look at any of the filming where maybe they're looking for a missing person or something, and they start playing little clips from railway stations and Centre City and all the rest of it. And lots of other people appear in it as well. So, I mean, we're being recorded an awful lot of the time. And I think it was absolutely naive and a bit daft of Bertie Ahern to say that you don't expect people to be taping you. Yes, I think in today you have to expect that people are taping you, are recording what you're saying, and the same on phone calls as well. I mean, it's quite dangerous. I mean, if I'm talking to somebody and I record them, I always say to them, can I record you? But you'll notice if you ring various organisations, companies, anything, commercial companies, and they will say, we may record this for customer training. And when they come on the line, I always say to them, well, I'm recording you too, just in case I need to use
for my own customer training. Yeah, my own records. You know, it's funny, and Valerie, you'll know this over the years, when people talk in the media world about comments being off the record, like in the digital era, should no such thing.
No, there is absolutely no such thing off the record. And, you know, we're not going into it now, but there are lots of examples of this over the years where people have got into trouble. I mean, this one, of course, Bertie has landed Fianna Fáil in very hot water in the middle of a by-election. So, you know, Fianna Fáil are trying to play it down. Bertie's trying to play it down. And I think it's really dealt him a bit of a hammer blow this morning.
Listener here has got in touch, Ronan, to say we had an incident with a Ring doorbell in our estate. Somebody put up a video of their Ring doorbell on Facebook saying, anybody know this man? Looking in car windows. You could clearly see his face. However, he was putting flyers up for a community event. He actually, it turned out, he was doing no wrong. Is that okay?
The law says that the European law has established that home surveillance systems that cover public spaces, even partially, don't fall under the household exemption. So effectively, they would be subject to data protection law and rules. Is it okay? No, it's not. I mean, you need to be really careful with this sort of situation where you see somebody doing something that is, in fact, fine, but, you know, does anyone know who this was? And suddenly it goes viral. You know, that's very, very dangerous turf to find yourselves in. And I think people should be very slow to do that. But then again, you know, there might be circumstances where dash cam footage or bike cam footage or household footage does in fact capture somebody doing something that is criminal or nefarious or whatever it happens to be. And that would be a bona fide use. But it doesn't mean that it's capturing or should capture the public space, if you catch my drift.
But if somebody comes up to my door, you know, today, right, and they're trying, you know, putting their hand on the handle, and I've actually had some experience of this before, you know, you can clearly see in the Ring doorbell that they're trying to open the door. It's locked. Yep. Obviously, nothing can, you know, they can't get in. They turn around and walk away. I can see their face quite clearly in the video. So I can't, yeah. I can't put that anywhere. I can't show it to anybody.
No. Let's be very clear about this, Andrea. I'm going to use a guard expression, which is cartilage, which means the surrounding area of your house. You are allowed, and it's absolutely categorically clear. You can, in fact, record within your own sphere.
But can I publish it?
Can you what?
Can I distribute it or send it on, or you, like that last listener in the estate? You can't put it on Facebook.
But the problem with that is if it goes further into the public area, do you know what I mean? Then you might find yourself in difficulty. But if it's within the curtilage of your house and not capturing outside of that, so your example was someone coming to your door trying to force the lock or trying to break in or whatever it was, that's fair game as far as it goes. You're not doing anything wrong there. But if the footage is capturing, let's just say, the middle of the road, there might be an argument in respect of that. But of course, if they're doing something unlawful, there's no one's going to complain about the footage in that context, you know. So we have this kind of, you know, does the probative force outweigh the prejudicial value in law? And the answer might be, well, someone was committing a crime, therefore the footage is available and I've given it to the guards to go and investigate. Thanks very much. No one's going to raise a problem with your data protection points there. But if you're pointing your camera at someone's front window who lives across the road from you, I'm sure that the neighbour will have a big issue with that. I was going to raise one other case, Andrea, and that was many years ago, the Slane Girl controversy.
That's right.
Where a video went viral. I mean, that was a very public place, and what went on gave rise to reviews of internet regulation and standards back in 2014. So it's another example of, you know, what I was talking about earlier, where someone's at a concert, something happens, parents were appalled, minister takes steps, but we still don't have any law really to protect you know, the sort of activity in a public place in that way, or whether our privacy right could be asserted. I don't think in that example it would have been appropriate, but, you know, there's plenty of examples, I think, in Irish society of things going wrong.
It gives rise to an interesting conversation, and there's no doubt about it. Listeners getting in touch. Anne has got in contact. She says, in my opinion, I think it's extremely wrong to record somebody without their permission or knowledge. I really think that it's reprehensible, and I think as well that it should be illegal. I also think it's cruel and just leads to fear and even silencing people. Another listener's got in touch to say, don't blame the whistleblower. I think that's actually what's wrong with this country. This texter says, my alarm company gave a CCTV in progress sticker for the door, which says that it helps with the legality of recordings. And this listener finally says, the lesson to be learned here today is that you should just assume everything is being recorded in this day and age. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ronan Lupton, Valerie Cox, thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.